Lift Him Up, January 20. One Superior to Angels. Being made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said He at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, And let all the angels of God worship him. Should the angel Gabriel be sent to this world to take upon himself human nature and to teach the knowledge of God, how eagerly men would listen to his instruction! Supposing that he were able to set us a perfect example of purity and holiness, sympathizing with us in all our sorrows, bereavements, and afflictions, and suffering the punishment of our sins, how eagerly we would follow him! What exaltation he would receive! Men would desire to place him on the throne of David, and to gather the nations of earth under his banner. If, when this heavenly being returned to his home, he should leave behind him a book containing the history of his mission, with revelations regarding the history of the world, how eagerly would its seal be broken! How anxiously men and women would seek to obtain a copy! Thinking people would store up the precious instruction for the benefit of future generations. Thousands from all parts of the world would copy the words of this book. With intense interest, they would read and reread its pages. For a time, all other interests would be subordinated to a study of its contents. But one surpassing all that imagination can present came from heaven to this world. Nearly 2,000 years ago, a voice of strange and mysterious import was heard from the throne of God. Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. Lo, I come, to do thy will, O God. A prophet said, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. As Paul beheld Christ in his power, he broke out into exclamations of admiration and amazement. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. By him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.